Blackstone presents In the Event of Death, a novel by Kimberly Young. This book is read by Elise Arsenault. In loving memory of my mother, Gail W. Young, and for John, my partner every step of the way. Chapter 1. After splurging on a latte, Liz dropped her half-full cup into the trash, feeling over-caffeinated for the meager amount of work on her desk. Her eyes traveled out the window, where she spotted yet another vacant storefront with a for-lease sign taped to the glass. She reached for the plastic wand on her blinds, twisting off the view. Somehow, she hadn't seen this downturn coming, but really, who could blame her? Pink slips, budget cuts, and staycations had been inflicted elsewhere, but not in their neck of the woods. Just last summer, she and Gabby had been scrambling at full tilt, masterminding weddings in wine country, bar mitzvahs, 50th birthday extravaganzas. And when Dina Gomez, a local newscaster, hired them to plan her daughter's quinceanera, Liz had been certain that Touchstone Events was poised to explode into new markets. But here, in April of 2008, the phones were eerily quiet. For the umpteenth time that morning, Liz checked her email, but there was no correspondence from prospective clients. When she heard the click of Gabby's heels on the metal stairs leading from the garage to their office on the second floor, her spirits brightened. Her business partner, an old friend, was always good company, even when business was slow, even when the shit was hitting the proverbial fan, which it reliably did in the event planning world. Caterers were always running late, AV systems were constantly on the blink, musicians were forever getting stoned. Liz looked up to see Gabby embracing an enormous bouquet of periwinkle and white hydrangeas with assorted greens. The flowers weren't for a client, but for their own viewing pleasure. It was an expense they could no longer afford, and Liz raised her eyebrows in silent protest. "Give me the luxuries, and I can dispense with the necessities," Gabby quoted Oscar Wilde. Liz groaned, thinking of all the necessities requiring her attention. For starters, their office rent was already a week late. Worse, by far, were the two mortgage payments hanging over her and Dusty at home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?